The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
President-elect Joe Biden will become the nation's 46th president later today. Unfortunately, with the protests that turned violent in the nation's capital on January the 6th, the FBI is warning of protests and potential violence in all 50 state capitals, possibly throughout today. In Columbia, armed officers were seen patrolling the grounds of the South Carolina's capital yesterday. The state house was closed to the public out of an abundance of caution, according to the South Carolina Public Safety Department. On our guest line this morning, Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott will join us for a few minutes. Welcome in, Sheriff. Good to speak with you.
Good morning. Good to be with you and your listeners.
What unusual times we're living in, Sheriff, in our neighboring state of Georgia at the state capitol. We're seeing SWAT teams carrying rifles patrolling the perimeter. That they're actually in the process of building an 8-foot permanent security fence around the state capitol. Same thing in North Carolina, in Raleigh, as the State Highway Patrol has placed troopers on standby. So far, it appears things have been pretty peaceful in Columbia. And do you have any reason to believe that's going to change today?
Not really. It has been peaceful. And we had a small group that protested on Sunday, greatly outnumbered by law enforcement. So we've got our state capitol protected and also the city of Columbia. We have plenty of officers that are stationed in different places. So we're ready for anything. I don't anticipate anything getting out of hand whatsoever. You know, people have a right to protest if they come and peacefully protest, and we'll make sure that they exercise that right. But we're not going to allow any rioting whatsoever. And our state house is protected. We don't have a fence around it. They got bicycle barriers around it, so you can actually get on the grounds, but you can't get up to the building. So I feel very confident that our state capitol is well protected.
Yeah. You've been sheriff for Richland County for 20 plus years now. Is the additional concern for any possible violence at the state capitol today, is this unusual or is this sort of standard practice for any inauguration day?
This is kind of unique for an inauguration day. That I can't recall where we've ever had to do anything like this, but I think I heard you early on your show. This is different time, so when you have different issues, you have to address them differently. So we are protecting our capital, and along with the other 50 states and Washington, D.C., too. That's just the sign of the times that we live in right now.
Yeah, it is unique times for sure. You know, we had a pretty tough year in 2020, a lot of violent protests around the country. But again, I get back to, I think we did pretty well in South Carolina as we didn't see some of this type of violence. You agree?
I do. We had one day of rioting in Columbia on May the 30th, and then we put a stop to it very quickly, and then we've arrested over 100 people that were involved in a riot. I just want to make a huge distinction between protest and riot. We had one day of rioting, and then we had numerous days of peaceful protests that was actually no problems whatsoever. So, again, people have a right to peacefully protest, but you don't have a right to riot, and we're going to respond to those very quickly and very efficiently, and we're not going to allow that to happen. Not only in Columbia, but anywhere in our state. I've talked to other sheriffs and police chiefs throughout the state, and we've all taken the same position. Protesting is fine, but rioting is not tolerated.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Sheriff Leon Lott from Richland County. Now Sheriff, of course, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president today. And I admit, I did not support Joe Biden, but I will agree that we could have done much worse considering some of the other Democrats who ran in the primary this past year. You and I had a chance to spend some time with then-Senator Joe Biden years ago at in Charleston at a Crime Stoppers conference. He was one of our speakers primarily because of your invitation. You worked out the details of the trip. What are your thoughts of a President Joe Biden?
Well, I know him personally, known him quite some time. He was close friends with Senator Fritz Hollings that I was friends with, and that's how I was introduced to him. I know he supports law enforcement, good law enforcement, just like all of us support good law enforcement. So I'm not concerned with him defunding the police or, you know, taking our powers away. You know, he is our president. He has been elected as our president, and I think it's time that we now come together as one country. We can disagree. We're always going to disagree, but, you know, when it comes down, we're one America, and we have to support each other and make sure that we move forward and not move backwards. So I feel very confident that law enforcement is going to continue to get good support from the new president.
Yeah. Take a minute, Sheriff, if you will. Of course, we've talked about the challenges that this past year we've had to deal with. Take a minute to talk about COVID-19 and the additional challenges this has presented to law enforcement, your men and women out on the road.
Well, our job is dangerous anyway, and now we just added something else to it, and that's a hidden danger with COVID-19. And we did very well from March through about 1st of October with our deputies, wearing masks and sanitizing stuff. But since then, it's been pretty bad. We've probably got up to 60 deputies that's been tested positive. But fortunately, none of them's had to be hospitalized. All of them are back at work. I got it. I had it in December. Was not sick whatsoever. Did my quarantine and come back. So it's just something that we now have to deal with. You know, I've never heard of a Zoom call before, and now I think I do about three a day. So, you know, but we found out that we can still do our jobs and maybe do them in different ways. So it's presented some challenges, but when you have challenges, you also have opportunities. And, you know, we can't put a closed sign in front of the sheriff's department. We never, you know, lessened our activities whatsoever. We still had to go full force. And actually doing a pandemic like that, law enforcement's got to do even more than what they normally do. So we got to have high visibility. And so we've done that. So we've, just like everybody, we've had to adapt, and we've been able to do that and continue to do our job.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff Leon Lott, thank you for what you and the Richland County Sheriff's Department does on a daily basis to keep your community, our state safe. And all the Zoom calls, I'm like you. You know, I was vaguely familiar with Zoom. And what is it, Sheriff, about now you can't even have just a regular conference call? It has to be a Zoom call.
It's got to be Zoom. People want to see each other.
Yeah.
So but again, you know, we're able now to find out we can do different things in a different way. So I don't look at it as anything bad, but I like the personal touch. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I like to, you know, see people hang face-to-face, look them in the eye, and not through a computer screen, and, you know, shake somebody's hand. And we'll get back there one day. I think the vaccination is going to help. I think we're on the, you know, right foot forward now, and we're moving that way in good progress. So I hope for, you know, this new year, you know, we're going to be able to do some new things and get back to normal. Our lives will never be the same. I can kind of pair this to 9/11. That had such a huge impact on all our lives, and I think this pandemic has done the same thing. But we have to move forward. We can't just stay stalled in neutral and not do anything.
Absolutely. Sheriff Lott, always good to speak with you. Be safe, and God bless you.
Thank you, and appreciate you letting me be on your show.